Fixed versus random locations. Fixed and random plans are two approaches to slotting. In fixed location storage, a relatively permanent location is assigned for the storage of each item in a storeroom or warehouse. In random location storage, parts are placed in any space that is empty when they arrive at the storeroom. Partial definitions from the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Both approaches have advantages and disadvantages. With fixed location storage, storage crews and pickers learn locations and do not need any help orienting themselves to the proper slots. This saves time. However, as inventory in a SKU depletes, cube capacity is being used less productively. The problem can have more impact for seasonal and slow-moving products. In order to use fixed slot locations more efficiently, many warehouse management systems have slotting analysis features that assign locations by product size and ABC movement category, placing fast-moving products in the most accessible locations. Random location storage increases cube utilization and can also decrease storage times, since products will be stored at empty slots closest to shipping and crews do not need to travel to more distant parts of the warehouse. However, this method requires an information system that can track the location of each SKU. Storage crews must enter the location into the system, and pickers must consult the system to know where to go. Traffic time required for putaway and picking crews may increase, as will time required for replenishment crews and inventory counters to locate all of the slots linked for the same SKU. In warehouses that have picking and reserve storage, a hybrid method called co-location can be used. Picking slots that contain broken pallets or cases may use fixed location storage, while whole pallets or other full units may be stored in random locations in the reserve storage area.